Gentleness and being kind towards others is a big part of our faith. To the extent that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in a hadith sharif, "Inna rifqa la yakunu fi shay'in illa zanahu." That gentleness is not found in a thing except that it adorns it, beautifies it. وَلَا يُنْزَعُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا شَانَهُ. And gentleness is not removed from a thing except that it disgraces it. Meaning when a person is void, free from kindness, gentleness, then he is disgraced. And our noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, subhanallah, throughout his life, there are many, many examples of his kindness towards friend and foe. Those people who were staunch enemies, those people who did not treat him well, Rasulullah alayhi salam was kind and gentle towards them. Let me give you one example. There was a Jewish scholar by the name of Zayd. And he was somebody who was an alim, scholar of the Torah, a learned person of the Jewish faith. And one day he had a business transaction with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took some dates from him and said, "I will give you the dates back on this day." Before that date came, this Jewish scholar Zayd came to the court of the Prophet alayhi wa sallam and demanded for his dates. Said, "Give me my dates," even though the time had not yet come. And the narration states that Zayd, he tugged on the collar of Rasulullah ﷺ with such force that he left a mark. All the while, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu an, a great companion of the Prophet ﷺ, the second Khalifa, he was witnessing this, he was observing this. And how could the companions stay there, stay watching whilst this is happening? So he said, "Ya Rasulullah ﷺ, let me deal with this person. Let me remove his head. How dare he treat you like this?" And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Oh Umar, I did not expect this from you. You could have told me to deal with this matter in a different way. You could have told him not to react in the way he did." And what happened thereafter? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent Sayyiduna Umar radiallahu ta'ala with dates to the very same scholar, the Jewish scholar Zayd. When Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu arrived, he gave the dates to Zayd and he said, "Look, these are the dates that you wanted, and Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam has given you even more as well, has given you extra dates as well." And he questioned the scholar, the Jewish scholar questioned, why has he given me more? What's the reason for this? And Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu said, "The reason is because I said what I said. I asked permission from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam to do so, such and such a thing to you. This is why Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam has given you even more." And Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu says, "But just tell me, why did you react like that? Why did you pull the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam from the collar? Why did you harm him for? Tell me." And this is when the Jewish scholar says that, "I read the Torah. I saw the signs of the final Prophet. I saw all those signs in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but I was yet to see two signs. One of the signs is that when a person acts ignorantly towards him, he is forbearing. And the more a person tries to provoke him, he just increases in forbearance, and he doesn't retaliate. He doesn't retaliate in the same manner. And these two things I saw on that very day, that I tested this Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I found him to be a true Prophet. And O Umar, I bear witness that there is no Lord except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is his final messenger." So respected viewers, what do we learn from this parable, this account? That the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam's gentle nature, his kindness towards somebody who was harming him, led him to accept Islam. What would me and you do in that situation? And when Sayyidina Umar reacted angrily, Rasulullah said, "Oh Umar, you shouldn't have done that. You should have told him not to behave like that. You could have advised me how to deal with the situation." And then Rasulullah ﷺ gave double the amount of dates, gave more dates. This was his kind nature. This was that nature that brought people towards Islam. And what we need to ask ourselves today is, have we adopted this prophetic trait? Are we kind towards others? Are we gentle towards others? Or is it the case that we're harsh towards them? And we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings people closer to the religion of Islam because of our good behavior. And we seek refuge in Allah from our behavior deterring people and keeping people away from the religion of Islam. Kindness is very important. Try and adopt it in your life.